Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
I don't want to hold his past sins against him, but I'm going to hold his past sins against him.
Nice. Get him.
Like, I hear what you're saying, but it doesn't matter. What you're worried about doesn't matter, because right now you're worried about something that's not real, right? Like, you are stressed about something that does not exist. You don't know that they live together. You haven't talked about it with him. He hasn't shared it with you. You don't know that he's going to ask you to live with him. So you're concerned about, like, how am I going to forgive him for this thing? You don't even know if he did the thing.
I know it hurts. I'm sorry. It's not your fault. All right. You came to the right place, you ding dong. It's called communication, baby.
Welcome to The Crunch, the only podcast that gives you advice that helps you actually get married. It's your boy, Ethan.
And I'm Patrick. Dr. Ethan's Dating Corner is a special episode of The Crunch that we do every week on Wednesdays because you guys have a lot of dating problems and Ethan has a lot of dating solutions. And if you have a dating question, you should go to bit.ly/crunchdiscord, go to the Dating Corner channel and submit your question. We'll answer it on the podcast shortly. But someone will probably also answer it right away. There's a lot of great people with great advice in there. So if you have a problem, that's the best place to put it. Ethan, we got some questions for today. Would you like to just jump right into it?
Too many people doing Women Crush Wednesday and not enough people doing Dr. Ethan Dating Corner Wednesday.
Yeah.
I'll admit it doesn't roll off the tongue as well. But I do think more people should be here than posting about their crushes. We're going to crush your dreams and hopes and build them back up to be in line with the Lord. Give me that first question, please.
This one comes from a recent convert. Recent convert here, still crushing on my Protestant friend. I need an objective person to tell me if being Catholic now means I should just let it go.
Me.
We grew up in a small church together, so our families are close. I've been good friends with him and his siblings for a while. Our siblings may have dated very briefly. Ooh, weird.
May have.
I think that means they did.
That just means they hooked up?
I guess. He definitely liked me before, and I think he still does because I see him often when I come home. I'm finishing up my program and moving back home within the next year. I will be home for the summer and the entire fall semester, and I'm tempted to ask if I should try and get him to ask me out. Just gonna ask the question. But I really just want to ask how I should get him to do it. Okay. The real barrier here is that I am a recent convert, and his current church is kind of anti-Catholic. I love his family, but they might die if I convert him.
Oh.
Regardless, this girl's confident. She knows she can do it.
Well, this regardless, is the problem with a woman in charge.
That's true. I mean, it is easier if you're the woman.
Yes. Absolutely.
Regardless of whether or not we date, we will be in each other's lives because of our families, so there is no clean out for me. How can I convince him that it's okay for him to ask me out even though I'm Catholic, while also being honest that I will, in fact, do everything in my power to convert him? I like this person. I am so proud of you.
Finally, someone using their femininity for good instead of for evil.
Too many people out here.
Is that the whole question? Is there anything
else? The whole question. What should she do?
We've said on this podcast many times that you shouldn't let something as little as differences about soteriology affect your decision of who you're going to date.
Yes.
You know, just because someone believes in justification by faith alone doesn't mean you shouldn't kiss them on the mouth. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I think that applies here. I think you should go to this man. And you should say pretty much exactly what you said to us in your email. Just say, hey, I would like you to ask me out. I have converted to Catholicism. I think it's true. I fully intend to be Catholic the rest of my life, and anybody who marries me would also be Catholic. I don't say this, you know, but if you know the guy, it's a good conversation to have. It's like, I really like you. I want you to ask me out, but I'm Catholic. Is that something that you'd want to do?
Yeah.
And then maybe he asks you out. And if he doesn't, it just means he loves, you know, John Wesley more than you. And that's fine. You know, it's just sad.
John Wesley, good looking guy. Look it up.
Is he?
Oh man. It looks like Ben Franklin with a mop on his head.
Dude. Oh my gosh. It looks like Mozart got hit by a bus.
Girl, you're going to be fine. You got no competition
man,
here.
Man, don't worry. Don't worry about John Wesley, dude. Holy cow.
Oh man.
Sheesh. Oh my gosh.
Thomas Jefferson looking hair and Dr. Doofenshmirtz looking nose. Come on, man. Get out of here.
Oh my goodness.
Oh gosh.
Wow.
Anyway, sorry. Brief
poor
brief,
guy.
Brief digression to make fun of John Wesley.
Yeah. Dude, he looks like the villain in a movie about orphans.
That one was really good. Oh man,
I'm not worried about John Wesley at all.
No. You don't worry about that guy.
I just be honest with him. Just tell him how you feel. It doesn't have to come out in the perfect way. Just go to him and say what you think. And let him decide, you know? I'd really like to be in a relationship with you because I really like you, but I'm Catholic. Is that going to be a problem? No. Presume the close. Is it totally unreasonable that you and me could be in a relationship even though I'm Catholic? Is that crazy? You know? And then let him tell you no. You'll be fine.
There you go.
I'm not worried about you.
I'm excited for this.
Congratulations on your conversion, by the way.
That's great. Welcome home.
Very excited. Welcome home.
Welcome
so
home. Make sure to post about it on r/Catholicism, but don't let them know you're a girl.
Don't let because you will get DMs for the next several months.
Yes.
From a variety of characters. We should pretend to be a woman on r/Catholicism.
No, that gets weird.
Not for me.
I never.
I'm confident in my masculinity. I can pretend to be a woman.
Sure. No, I'm not saying it gets weird from our end. I'm just saying like it never plays well. You know, to catfish.
Be a funny video.
It would be a funny video.
Yeah.
This is what women go through every day. We just post on r/Catholicism and it's just a bunch of just like, never mind. All right.
I'm ready.
Here is an ultra rare Anchor dating question from Anchor.
Ooh.
Our good friend Anchor on Discord. What does it mean if I followed a girl back yesterday, then today I see that I'm not following her, but she's still following me? Presumably on social media, hopefully not in real life. Around COVID, we flirted for a semester or so. It didn't work out because I didn't know what I wanted. She got a boyfriend, and after a few like happy one and two quarters of a month anniversary babe posts, I unfollowed her, but I didn't remove her from my page. I unfollowed her, but not me. She didn't, so like Twitter block on, okay. I was going through college memories and tagged people in photos. That's how I ended up finding out she left her boyfriend a few months ago. Ooh. I'm taking it to mean she's not interested in picking up where we left off. Anchor. You haven't talked to her. What do you mean?
Finish the question. Let's get the full scope before we...
Sorry. I'm taking it to mean she's not interested in picking up where we left off, and she didn't realize she's still following me. Oh, I see. But it's a strange situation. So what is this... Mm-hmm. What does this mean, Ethan? What do you think?
So what was it? So at the beginning when he followed her, but she, what is, it's like the dang Magna Carta. Like I can't follow. I don't understand that stuff. You got to say it to me again, but slow.
So what does it mean if I followed a girl back yesterday and then today I see that I'm not following her, but she's still following me? So yesterday she followed him and he followed her. And now he's
but
no
now
longer
he's not,
following
he's not
her.
Following her.
Oh. And she's following him.
It might have just not, it just didn't take. You just got to go back. You got to click it again.
Yeah, maybe you got to click it again.
Here's the thing. It might not feel like it, but you have absolutely nothing to lose here. This is a girl that you are not in a close friendship with. She's not in your friend group. She's an old friend from college who you flirted with in the past that you've had some like weird social media interactions. You know that she's not dating her boyfriend anymore. So let's imagine the worst case scenario. And she hates you and she's a lesbian. Okay? It always hurts more when they're a lesbian.
Ethan Stevie.
And
the quotable Ethan Stevie. I used to have a list of your quotes. I know.
Really? A lot of people used to, but not. I've become less quotable as I've aged, apparently. So the worst case is that she decides that she likes women now and she followed you and you followed her back and then she blocked you and refollowed you. With the anticipation that she could follow you and you couldn't follow her. So if you follow her back, she's going to message you and say, why did you follow me back? I'm a lesbian. Please don't talk to me. This is the worst case scenario, right? And if you get that message, first of all, you've been primed. And if you listen to the Sunday episode, you know that I like to negate future negative situations. So we've already pushed it out. It's basically, you need to accept that she's already a lesbian and that this will happen to you.
This is okay? This is a principle of stoicism. You just pretend that your family has already died. So if they do, you've already felt the emotion.
That's actually great. Someone should write that in a book and then make a podcast about it 2,000 years later.
Yeah.
Ryan Holiday can eat glass. But So just be
a real last name.
I know. Ryan Holy Day. Don't tell me you're taking August 15th off. What day is the Assumption? Is it the 15th?
Yes.
25th.
Yeah.
15th?
Mm-hmm.
Right on the money.
August 15th. Burger King. Never mind. Go ahead.
So you've already prepared for the worst case scenario. So now what you do is you follow her back and you message her. Surprise, she's not a lesbian. And you pick right back up where you left off and you can just say, hey, you know, was going through some old photos, found this one of us together, send it to her, you know, or this one of us group. I thought this was really cool. And she says, ha ha, lol. I don't know what girls say. I just bought a purse.
Nice.
And then you say, great, I'm Anchor. I work out. I deadlift. Can I come to your house and we go get milkshakes now? You know, just start up a conversation. Like it's, you're afraid because there's this weird back and forth and technology is weird about like following and unfollowing and refollowing people, but mm-hmm. You just got to go for it. This woman's not in your life now. She might not be in your life later. There's no risk here. You're not going to lose anything. So I think you should just message her, say, hey, I remember when we flirted. I really liked that. I'd like to resume flirting with you.
Should flirt again. I think you should start flirting with her again.
Just flirting. Just like look at the last message that you sent and just pick right back up where you left off.
Like, hey, did you ever end up making that BLT? Or just respond like, hey, you've been making that BLT for a long time. You know, something like that.
You've been heading to bed for several years. Are you okay?
Yes. Are you okay? That's the best thing about iPhone conversations now is you can reply directly. What? You okay?
Got a notification on Discord. Anyway,
man, I don't know what's I don't know what's happening. I still hear an echo. I'm upset.
I think it's just you. I think you are the echo.
Maybe I am.
You speak so loudly that your brain reverberates it back through your ears.
It's probably true.
Yeah. Anchor, just DM her, man. Why are you asking questions?
Dude, man. Why are you talking to us, man?
Don't look at me in the eyes.
Don't ever talk to me again.
That was a fun meme. That like month where we did that, don't ever talk to me or my son ever again, was a great time.
Such a good time.
Real one. Right,
here's an update. I forgot. I usually like to start the show with an update.
Let's do this the update one now.
Update from 3/27th episode, transitioning into college. An update if anyone cares. You probably didn't mean it to sound like that, but I say it like that. A while back, I sent a question about quitting my crappy job and moving back to my parents' town. I originally said my boyfriend was not in a position where he could move in with me. And no, it's not because he's in jail.
Did we say that he was in jail?
Man, it's so funny.
It's so funny to hear like regular people respond
to what we
like,
say.
Hey, I just had this basic question. You guys talked about 9/11 and also, and I was just really trying to figure out which eggs to buy.
You guys remember I was the guy who I said your question and you told me I was going to die alone in a ditch outside Los Angeles. You remember.
It was like a joke.
And we're like, no, I don't remember that.
No, I don't remember that. The most horrifying thing that's ever happened to you, and we said it.
Anyway, unbeknownst to me, he was already applying for a new job. Today he got the offer. By June, we will both be living and working there. Things are working out really well. Thanks be to God.
That's so cool. He went from being the janitor to the cook inside the prison. Well done.
That's amazing. It really shows if you apply yourself and
anybody can become the cook in the prison if you just try.
If you really apply yourself and make sure that you give enough ramen noodle packets to Curly, you'll get that job.
I think it's cigarettes is the currency.
That was a Brooklyn Nine-Nine reference. I'm ashamed of that.
Disgusting.
I like Brooklyn Nine-Nine. It's funny.
You ever watch 30 Rock? You're the type of guy that would watch 30 Rock.
I am the type of guy who would watch.
And that's probably the meanest thing I could ever say to another person.
Dude, 30 Rock was great, but it's a little too self-indulgent. You know, it's a little too.
It's
like
a show about the studio that makes shows.
I know.
Of course it is.
Too self-indulgent. It's like
it's like being a comedian and writing a sitcom about your life as a comedian in a fictionalized way with you and your three wacky friends in New York. Jerry Seinfeld is a pedophile narcissist, but he did write a good show when we can't admit that.
That son of a gun can write a show, I'll tell you what. He might have hit his girlfriend, but man, that guy can dance. That's Chris Brown.
That's pretty good.
Anyway.
I like that.
But no, 30 Rock is like 30 Rock is like if it's what every guy said with his coworkers in the mid-2000s, like this is kind of like we should like make a mockumentary of the Office.
Right.
This is kind of like The Office.
Yeah.
But they can do that because
there's a brief window between where we should start a band and we should start a podcast, and it was this is kind of like The Office, and I'm glad it was so short.
Yeah, it was but it was important. This should be a sitcom. Was when when NBC was pumping out the core four, the Thursday
Night
Rec. Block. Yeah, dude.
The Office, friggin' the other one, and the last one. Oh, Community and
30 Rock was at the same time.
And 30 Rock, yeah. Mm-hmm. Those are all very. This is why you're more millennial coded than me, despite being younger than me, because you've consumed much more millennial media than I have.
Yes.
I've watched the entirety of Skibidi Toilet.
And yet you still misuse terms like the word cooked.
I didn't misuse the word cooked. I got the funniest.
Straight from the horse's mouth.
I got the funniest.
From the horse's mouth.
Okay.
The youth have said that you said it wrong. And she said, I think they sent us the exact same thing. Please read it.
They did. I got a text from Katie Ruby because we talked about her children on the podcast. And here's what it said. 8:59 a.m. Quote, he's going to beat me in Fortnite? I'm the best Fortnite player in the house. I said, which one of your kids said this? She said, Maggie. And then I sent the laughing emoji and then the sleeping emoji. Quote, I'm literally the number one Subway Surfer in the nation. And then I said, I will not hesitate to take your kid down. And then this quote made me laugh so hard. She might not appreciate this getting leaked, but I'm going to say it right now. Quote, he's delusional. He's got voices in his head. He's the F slur.
Oh, okay. They sent something completely different to me.
It's not the word, the F slur. It's like typed out the F slur. I laughed so hard to call someone, you're the F slur. By a 15-year-old girl through her mom's text is so funny, dude.
I wish I had gone first. This one's less funny, but it's still worth repeating. Is he stupid? Cook doesn't mean that. Get up to date on the slang, bro. He's not even down with the TikTok Riz party. When we're done with him, he's going to be baby Gronk.
Baby Gronk, we're going to be
Gronk. We're going to be Livy done. Yeah.
Yeah. I got the same one. Oh, okay. Recycling texts.
Ah, awful.
Oh, man.
I don't even know who Livy Dunn is.
You don't know who Livy Dunn is?
Shut up. I
am more Gen Z coded than you. She's just a really famous girl who's famous for being attractive.
Oh, Olivia Dunn. That sounds more familiar.
Correct. And she got rizzed up by Baby Gronk.
Oh, I see.
This is a 2023 meme. It hurts to have to repeat it out loud now.
I do remember Baby Gronk being a meme.
Yeah.
I don't remember Olivia Dunn.
Yeah. Whatever. It was funny because there were people making ironic. It's like news happens and people are just immediately making ironic memes about it. Mm-hmm. So like Baby Gronk meets Livy Dunn and someone immediately goes, Baby Gronk is rizzing up Livy Dunn. It's like, can we not at least enjoy Baby Gronk rizzing up Livy Dunn before you... It's not important, and I don't want to get too into it. But
you seem very upset by this. All right.
I am. I just think it's funny that I got insulted by a 15-year-old through her mom's texts.
No,
it was just a great time for me.
She got you.
She did get me. I'm the F slur.
Apparently. The worst I ever got from my teens when I was at Holy Spirit was like, I bet you repost minion memes. Dude, that hurts.
That is
How
crazy.
Could you? How could you?
Gosh. Anyway. There's a level of mean that only teenagers can. I can't wait till my teenager's mean to me. I can't wait till Peter grows up and he's like, I bet you don't even refuel your flying car with gas like the rest of us. I bet you walk. I bet you walk to the store.
Bro's step maxing. What's going on?
Anyway, can we have another question? We've been faffing around for far too long.
For far too long. All right. Yes. Thank you. On to the next question.
Hey, thank you for listening to this episode of The Crunch. Sorry to interrupt what I'm sure is a stimulating intellectual conversation, but I wanted to pause the episode real quick to let you hear from some of our sponsors. We will be back right after this.
Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50. In order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here, reminding you that American Family Insurance agents can help build a customized renter's policy so you can protect stuff like this. Or this. Or even this. Nope. Case in point. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Ethan, I'm upset with you.
What did I do?
You got a free book in the mail, and then you read me the back of it, and I wanted to read it, but I don't have it.
Oh, just another way that I'm smarter than you and have more books.
Thank you. We have a sponsor. We have an author sponsored our podcast. A friend of Ethan wrote a book.
His name is Alec Molly, and his book, Out of Suns, you can find it on Amazon.com. Look up Out of Suns by Alec Molly. And I did get it in the mail, and you didn't. And I think that's just because intuitively people know that I read and you don't.
That is the reputation probably that I've developed for myself as someone who doesn't read. Ew, yucky.
Yeah, and you definitely don't read books about two brothers that are going across the country together and wrestling with their faith in God and growing in friendship all because of a woman. That's not the type of thing that you would
you read the back cover, and I am a sucker for these kinds of like journey to a destination and like a subversion of the expectation. Yeah, sort of. Yeah, like a big transformative experience. You read that to me, and I was like, I love it. Also, I love stories about love, not working out, and guys, it's good.
This is a story written by a young man trying to deal with the modern world for young men. Like, he's told me this is the book that he wished he would have had when he was in college, getting ready to marry his wife and all of these things going into grad school. So read Out of Suns. It's aimed at the boys, but I think the ladies could also benefit a lot from this book. If you got a boy in your life, go to Amazon.com, look up Out of Suns by Alec Molly, buy it. And there's no way to tell him that we sent you, but I think he will know because there's tons of orders coming in because you're all going to buy it. Patrick.
He'll know in his heart.
Yes. And maybe one day you'll learn how to read.
Thanks, Alec Molly. That's M-A-L-L-Y.
M-A-L-Y.
M-A-L-Y.
E-C-M-A-L-Y.
Yes. Look up Alec Molly on Amazon. Thank you, Alec, for sponsoring this episode of The Crunch.
Back to the episode.
Hello, Dr. Ethan and Nurse Patrick. My boyfriend and I are currently in our early 30s and have been dating for 5 months. Things are going incredibly well. He's an amazing guy, and I could see this being something very serious. He's a content creator. So I was break up with him immediately.
Run away.
He's in his early
30s.
Get
out of there.
It's too late.
Oh, no.
So I was watching some old videos of his when I came across one of him and his ex. In the video, they kept saying our apartment, which leads me to wonder if they lived together. He's told me about this ex and their long relationship, but never mentioned that they live together. Should I bring it up or should I wait for him to mention it? If it turns out they did live together, I'm going to need some advice on how to get over that. He's a really devout Catholic, so I never would have imagined that he lived with someone before marriage. To be frank, I'd be a little disappointed and be worried that he would ask the same thing of me. I don't want to hold his past against him because he's incredible, but I know myself and I know it might be disappointing to find that out. What are some ways that I can let that go? Thanks.
I don't want to hold his past sins against him, but I'm going to hold his past sins against him.
Nice. Get him.
Like, I hear what you're saying, but it doesn't matter. What you're worried about doesn't matter. Because right now you're worried about something that's not real, right? Like, you are stressed about something that does not exist. You don't know that they live together. You haven't talked about it with him. He hasn't shared it with you. You don't know that he's going to ask you to live with him. So you're concerned about, like, how am I going to forgive him for this thing? You don't even know if he did the thing.
That's
and you're
true.
Like already upset with him for this thing that he hasn't even done.
Poor guy. He doesn't even know what's going on.
He doesn't even know that you're feeling this. And you're like already preparing yourself to get mad at him or to be disappointed in him, really, for this thing. So I think, I don't know.
It does suck to have something you said in content years ago come back to bite you in the butt. It's happened to many people, but not to me.
No, never you.
Never me.
I don't.
It happened earlier today.
what happened?
I told you, my mom got upset because I said that boomers were going to die soon. And my mom was like, I'm a boomer. You want me to die soon? I was like, Mom, I'm sorry. I said something.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, also, people are just weird on camera. So, like, they might have just said our apartment because it was easier to say than my boyfriend's apartment. You know? Like, it might have just, like, so you don't know the full context of the thing. And just saying, like, I'm going to need some advice on how to get over that. it's your choice to get under it. You know, like, we don't have to, over it, under it.
No, I got like, it. It's, I, you never really hear that. You know?
No, you don't. But you can make the choice right now. And I don't want to be mean. Like, I'm not trying to be mean to you, but I think it's like a mindset. No, it's a mindset thing, okay. Right? You are in your 30s. You're dating someone. He's a devout Catholic now. You know these things about him to be true. Mm-hmm. It's not worth your time. It's not worth your energy to prepare yourself to have to get over something that he did years ago. Like, that's not... Save your energy for when he upsets you now about something he's doing now.
I'm sure he's done plenty.
Right. If it really bothers you, then you can bring it up with him and just... But without, like, you don't need to accuse, because everybody, every single person, including you, has done something that is unsavory in the past. We've all done things that we go back and we're like, ooh.
Yes.
Like, if I had to sit next to my wife and, like, we had to watch the tape of me doing this thing or that thing, like, I don't want to, like, I would feel really guilty. You know, I feel bad about that. Like, you probably have these things with your boyfriend. He would probably look back at your past and be like, I can't believe she did this. So if it really bothers you, it really upsets you, just go to him and say, hey, I was watching some of your old videos and I noticed this. Like, were you guys living together? If he says yes, this is not your chance to be disappointed in him for not being a bad Catholic, but it's your opportunity to say, are you going to ask me to live with you? Because I don't think that that makes sense for our relationship. And then he has the opportunity to say, no, of course not. I used to be like that, but now I'm not. Or he says, yes, I was going to ask you to live with me. And that is the moment that you can start to be sad. At that time, you can be sad. But then before then, you're being sad for no reason, because there's no, it's not real. You know what I mean?
It's like when you have a bad dream where someone's mean to you and you wake up and you're like, I'm so mad at that person for being mean to me in my head. That's what you're doing to yourself.
Right.
There's you've no like need made for up, that now.
You've made up this thing that this guy has done and you have no proof. You have no evidence. Or you have some evidence, but it's circumstantial. It doesn't hold up in court. And so... Patrick and I are fond of talking about this because we know a lot of people that struggle with these like mental blocks, and it's like you saying to yourself, like, I'm the type of person that would be disappointed like by this, or I know that I would have to really get over this. It's like you are deciding that you would have to get over it. Like, that's up to you. So like, my advice would be, if it's not something that you want to have to get over, don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Cut it off at the pass. Take care of it now. Or go listen to our Sunday episode and decide to not be anxious about anything, because that's what the Lord commanded us to do. So
there you go.
I don't know. I hear what you're saying. I recognize that this could be a potential red flag, but you don't have to treat it like a red flag until it's actually a red flag. That's all that I'm saying.
Exactly.
Yeah.
All right. Do we have time for a short one?
Yeah, we have time for a short one.
All right. Hi, y'all. Not quite a question as much as engaged question. We've been long distance the whole time. We've dated. We're moving to the same city in a few weeks. Any advice on engagement or wedding prep or being in the same city for the first time? We're both in our mid-20s. Did we do this one already?
I don't think so.
Usually we hit check if we do it, so probably not. Any advice on engagement, wedding prep, being in the same city for the first time? We are both in our mid-20s, if that helps. Any advice?
Advice on engagement and getting ready for a wedding and living in the same city? Just try not to argue.
When you were long distance, you were rarely an inconvenience to one another. Now you will be an inconvenience to one another. So you have to, it's a good thing. You were supposed to be inconvenienced. It's how you become less selfish.
Yes. I'm going to say this one time. An expectation is a premeditated resentment. I've said this many times over the years. But now that you live in the same place, you're going to start to have expectations of each other that probably have not come up before because you haven't been in the same city. You've naturally like put a wall there because you're like, oh, this person could never do this for me, or we'd never be able to do this together because we only see each other on the weekends or whatever. But now that you both live in the same city, you probably both have expectations of how that's going to go. Mm-hmm. And you probably haven't voiced all of them. So, and also probably neither of you have ever been engaged before. So there's probably expectations that go along with being engaged and what that looks like. And if you don't tell the other person what your expectations are, and you don't regularly communicate about, I feel this way, I feel like you're lacking here, I feel like, you know, I need this, or I need that, or you've said you need this, but I don't know if I can do that, da 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 da, then you're just going to end up being mad and angry. If she wants you to help pick out the napkins, you need to help pick out the napkins. If he doesn't want to help pick out the napkins, don't make him help pick out the napkins, right? Like there needs to be some type of, but if both of you are expecting that and neither of you communicate, then you're both going to be mad for a week and you've wasted a week of your engagement being mad about napkins, which is so dumb, you know? So number one tip, go to Best Buy, get the gun, boop, or not Best Buy, Target or Bed Bath & Beyond or wherever you go. If you go to Best Buy, you can scan a graphics card, you can get some iPods, you get some other things, it'd be fun. But go to the Bed Bath & Beyond and go, boop. That's a fun way to relieve engagement tension, I think.
Oh, definitely.
Is when you get the gun. Yeah.
No, I thought you were going in a different direction with that expectations
sure.
thing.
When what you're were long you going to say?
When you're long distance, you assume, oh, when we're together, this is how it'll be.
That's kind of what I was saying. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, oh, when we're together, like you'll obviously want to come over and hang out after work every day.
Right.
Like you would obviously do that. And then it doesn't happen and you're like, well, they must not love me then. And it's like you're being silly. That's not correct. It's not true. Just because you know. There's expectations and there's also no way to get out ahead of them, I think.
Right. Yeah.
Because you don't know what's an expectation.
Right.
The only belief you don't question is the one that you think is self-evident. Mm-hmm. And so it's like you're self-evident. Like this is what couples do when they're together. It's the thing that you're not even thinking about right now. The thing that you're thinking about is not an expectation because the fact that you're thinking about it means you could waver on it. But the thing that you could never wave on is the expectation. And so it's not going to come up. But when you're having that fight about like, well, this is obviously what we're supposed to do. And your boyfriend or your fiance is like, what are you talking about? That's when you got to be like, oh, maybe this is something that can move. Like maybe this is something that could actually budge. Maybe I push it from this direction. Oh, look at that. Right. You know, it's two non-negotiables in every relationship. We talked about this.
Everything that you think has to be a certain way does not actually have to be that way because there's billions of people that have probably done it a different way. So it doesn't have to be that way, you know?
Amen.
So I think you just got to open your mind and make sure you communicate with each other. Make sure you go on little dates. Because you're not going to have much more time to go on little dates when you're not married anymore. Because once you are married, you'll go on little dates, but it'll be different because you go back home together. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not the same. So enjoy your time going on little dates because it's nice.
Yes.
Yes.
But then you
that's
have
it
kids,
for us.
And then you get to go home and it's quiet.
Ooh,
and that's different.
That is a whole different.
It's a whole new world. You're like, whoa, we don't have to.
Holy
the dishes.
Cow.
There's no dishes. We ate at the place and Leo and Nana picked up and this is great.
And you're in the car and you're in the car and you don't have to listen to Miss Rachel and you're driving and then you get to a place and you don't have to get the high chair and you can actually sit. You can sit the whole time.
And then
you get home and you get out and you don't gotta unbuckle anybody. You don't have to get shoes out of the back seat. You don't have to do any of that. It's wonderful. It's amazing.
It's amazing.
Yes. This has been Dr. Ethan's Dating Corner, a special weekly episode of the Crunch Catholic Podcast where we answer your dating questions. If you have a dating question, go to bit.ly/crunchdiscord and submit it. If you have a friend who has a dating question who's too chicken to get in the Discord, get in there and ask it for them. Come on, we want to help them out. bit.ly/crunchdiscord, that's the place to be. Patrick, do you have anything else for the people?
Isn't the real F slur the friends we made along the way? Was that funny? Hey, I don't know if I'm allowed
I
to
like
say
it.
That's
I
good.
Like it.
We'll
I think
it.
It's funny.
F starts, I think it's, starts with F, so.
The fact that a 15-year-old white girl called me, quote, the F slur. we're just in a different world now, you know?
It's
I don't know.
Place. What a brave
Indeed.
New world this is.
Truly. Thank you all for listening. Please pray for us. We will be praying for you. We will see you all next time.
While the world whizzes by, enjoy a moment of me time with Tim Horton's $6 breakfast bundle. Savor a small hot or iced coffee. Then add your choice of a mouth-watering hot breakfast sandwich and a crispy golden hash brown.
Ooh.
And your pick of a classic donut.
Yeah.
All for $6. All just for you. Make your mornings all about me time with our $6 breakfast bundle. Available at your neighborhood Tim Hortons. Price and participation vary. Terms apply.